الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين صدق الله العظيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو يعلم الناس ما في الندى والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا أن يستهموا عليه لاستهموا رواه البخاري وعن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has once again blessed us with this wonderful, auspicious and beautiful day of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within us the respect and honor of this beautiful day that Allah blesses us with every week. And we remind ourselves of the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ شَمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ. The best day in which the sun can rise is the wonderful day of Jumu'ah. We'd like to make a humble appeal to everybody to come and sit as close together as possible, filling the gaps. There'll be a lot of people coming in, it'll be more comfortable for them. Make a little bit of space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expand your Jannah, inshaAllah. Respected brothers and elders, when we look at the world, and in the various faculties that are prevalent in the world, whether it be the business sector, whether it be the religious sector, and whether it be the family sector, in most instances in life, you will find two things that are greatly lacking or missing. In certain areas, they are, alhamdulillah, and they are acknowledged and appreciated. There's two things that are lacking greatly in almost all sectors of life. One is acknowledgement and the other is appreciation. So sometimes a person's effort is not acknowledged and appreciated at all. How many a times you walk into a business place, and the common complaint is that whether we do anything good, it's never ever appreciated. Nobody acknowledges our efforts in this place. So we just here for our salary and we just here to pass the time. But our efforts are never truly acknowledged. And sometimes a person's effort is acknowledged, but then it's not appreciated. The verbal appreciation is not shown for that effort. So a man will say, okay, you've done so much of work, but maybe you could have did it better, man. You know, there's something lacking here, something lacking there. So sometimes we acknowledge, but we fail to appreciate. But these two things need to be in every sector of life for that sector of life for it to enhance and for it to go from strength to strength. Acknowledgement and appreciated. If these two things are implemented in any sector, whether it be the business sector, whether it be the family sector, or whether it be the religious sector, two things, acknowledgement and appreciation. See the difference that will come from there. Now, the reason why we're speaking and we're opening our discussion with acknowledgement and appreciation, because today, inshallah, we're going to talk about individuals of the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are providing an absolutely outstanding service to the Deen of Islam and to the entire Muslim Ummah. They are such individuals who are held in such high regard by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the teachings of our deen that it is my hope that at the end of this topic, inshallah, today, every one of us will be convinced of the status of these individuals, number one, but every one of us will be left wishing that can we be part of this group in this Ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it be for a moment. These group of individuals are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These group of individuals' rank and status is so high, it's absolutely unimaginable. We will be astounded to know how high their rank is. That is when we look at the teachings of our deen. But then when we turn our glance away from that, and when we really look at the real situation on the ground floor, it's a totally different scenario. And this group of individuals that we're speaking about today, that truly we need to acknowledge their efforts, but more importantly, we definitely need to show appreciation, is none other than our muadhins. Those individuals who five times a day proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala across the entire globe. First, let's look at what the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the students of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said regarding those individuals who call out the adhan. Before we go into that, let's ask ourselves the question. If you go to a person and tell a person, you know, make dua for me, man. You know, whatever, please, I'm in need of your dua. And the man turns around and tell you, you know, may Allah make your children all muazzins. What will be the first reaction to that? There'll be many instances where a man will say, you know, I told you make a good dua, not a bad dua for my child. I mean, couldn't you ask for something better? That's because we don't know what is the true status of these individuals. Had we truly known the status of these individuals, that Ameen will come out so fast and so sincere, you have no idea. That would be probably the only dua that we would make for our children, when we really realize what is the status of these individuals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose words can be better than that individual who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now in many instances, this verse of the Quran is used for calling and inviting people towards the oneness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Aisha radiallahu anha says, Wallahi innahu lil mu'adhin. By the qasam of Allah, this verse is for none other than the mu'adhins. Those people who are truly calling out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nobody's speech better than the speech of the mu'adhin. Never be a person's word greater than the word of the Muazzin. That person who is proclaiming the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day, one of the miracles of Adhan in this present day and age, it has been proven that every second of the day across the entire globe, in some part, in some corner of the world, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being proclaimed. There's not a second that goes by. Right? As we speak in right now, somewhere in the world, one muazzin is calling out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At any given time of the day or night, across the various time zones, there's an individual standing and proclaiming the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are those individuals? None other than the muazzins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. When we look at the statements of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, a great companion like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, لو كنت مؤذنا, if only I had been given the opportunity of being a muadhin, I wouldn't have paid so much attention that I'm paying right now to performing Hajj, to performing Nafil Umrah, and to striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I was a muadhin, my affairs would have been perfected, my a'mal would have been rising like I can't believe. I wish I could have been a muadhin. This was the desire of so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was not that you apply for a job to be a muadhin. It was special hand individual selection by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to who will call out the adhan. So it's not I applied for the job and I wanted to be a muadhin. You had to be selected. You had to fit a category. You had to be of a certain level for you to be chosen to call out and proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we know what is the current situation. These are individuals in society that are providing such an outstanding service. Let's look at the merits of these individuals. Just that person who calls out the adhan, excluding the fact that they're calling out the adhan, let's look at the added benefits. For an individual to be first in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every salah, there's a special merit and a reward for that. Especially on the day of Jumu'ah, that person who enters the masjid first, there's a special reward for him. He is counted as first. You know, I mean, in every aspect of life, you come in first, you mark present first. I mean, you special. That goes without saying. Who enters the masjid first? None other than that man who's not proclaimed the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For you to stand in the first saf of salah is a separate reward, is a separate ni'mah, it's a separate blessing. It's something that's truly acknowledged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who stands in the first saf? None other than the muadhin, that person who is calling out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's for the first saf. For you to be present for the first takbir of salah. So first we spoke about the first person to enter the masjid. Then we spoke about standing in the first saf. Now we're speaking about the first takbir of salah. That's another separate issue. For you to be present for the takbir-e-ula, the first takbir of salah. Who is the one that's always there for that first takbir? Irrespective whether it be winter, summer, whatever time of the year, hustle and bustle, people are stuck in traffic. Who's standing in that first saf, ready to raise his hands for the first takbir? None other than that muadhin. So just by these three things we can imagine and have some idea what is the reward of these individuals on a daily basis. Sometimes a man is performing salah for 30 years of his life, but he doesn't know when was the last time he stood in the first saf. A man is performing salah for 30 years, he doesn't know when was the last time he was there for the first takbir. This individual, day in and day out, winter, summer, irrespective of the time of the year, holiday time or work time, he's in that first saf, he's there for the first takbir. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum wish that they could be muadhins in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he explains to us further and he says, سهام المؤذنين يوم القيامة كسهام المجاهدين في سبيل الله. He says that the reward and the share of good for the muaddins on the day of Qiyamah will be as equivalent to those individuals who gave their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is these muaddins, these people who are calling to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ مَا فِي النِّدَى وَالصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ. If people only knew and they had an idea what was the blessings, what was the barakah and what was the goodness that lied in adhan and the first saf, people would have resorted to drawing lots to get that opportunity and that honor. People would fight to get that honor and that opportunity to call out the adhan and stand in the first saf. But what were the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? لو يعلم الناس. If people truly know. But I'm afraid, I don't know whether it is that we don't know or we don't want to know. If we don't know, it's one thing, it's one weakness, now we know. But there's many individuals who won't want to know what is the value of this, what is the blessings of this, what is the greatness of this. He said, if people only knew the value of it, they would fight for this honor. The Umar radiallahu anhu, what a great sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second Khalifa of Islam. He says, if I had to be given a choice between being the Khalifa and between being a Muaddin, in an instant, there wouldn't be a choice. I would choose to be a muazzin. But I wasn't given the choice. People elected me to be the Khalifa. But if you give me a choice right now in my life, I will step down from this position. I will take up calling out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they asked him that, why? He said, because I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion saying, Allahumma ghfir lil muazzineen. Allahumma ghfir lil muazzineen. Allahumma ghfir lil muazzineen. Oh Allah, forgive the muazzins. Oh Allah, forgive the muazzins. Oh Allah, forgive those people who call out the greatness or your greatness 5 times a day. He says, when I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this dua, we can imagine Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua for who? For those people who call out the adhan. He said, Tarakna ya Rasulallah wa nahnu najtalidu ala suyufi bil adhan. He said, oh Nabiya of Allah, you enticing us to such an extent, we will draw out swords to call out the adhan. We will fight with one another to call out the adhan. You enticing us to such a great extent. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kalla ya Umar. Oh Umar, it's not my aim and object to entice you all to the level that you'll draw out swords and fight with each other to call out adhan. But sayati ala nasi zamanun. Listen to the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there's going to be a time in my ummah that will come. Yatrukuna al adhana ala du'afa'ihim. People won't pay no attention whatsoever to this noble cause and to this noble deed. People will shun it and leave it to the weak amongst them. Nobody will consider it as an honor to call out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody will consider it an ultimate honor for you to be a muazzin. That's the reason why I'm stressing the importance of these individuals now. And look at the follow-up statement that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. وَتِلْكَ الْحُومٌ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ النَّارِ. That is such flesh and those individuals' bodies, Allah has forbidden it over the fire of Jahannam. لُحُومُ الْمُؤَذِّن. The flesh on the body of that muazzin. He's proclaiming the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his lips and from his mouth. But the barakah and the blessings of that have secured his entire body from even being near the fire of Jahannam. Which one of us sitting here have a guarantee that we're going to be saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're going to have our guaranteed place in Jannah? Look at the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the muaddins. وَتِلْكَ لُحُومٌ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ النَّارِ. Those individuals, Allah has forbidden their bodies from the fire of Jahannam. Another hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that person who gives adhan for 12 consecutive years. Another hadith says 7 consecutive years. كُتِبَتْ لَهُ بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. He has secured his place in Jannah. He has saved himself from the fire of Jahannam. Which one of us sitting here have that good blessing and that bashara and that glad tidings? Look at that muazzin. Sometimes he's calling out adhan for 20 years. Sometimes he's calling out adhan for 25 years. The hadith says 12 consecutive years Allah has secured his Jannah. Sometimes he doubles that. Sometimes he triples that. What is the value of these individuals? Every one of us seated here came and responded to the call of the muazzin. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for every individual that comes and performs the salah in that place where the adhan was called out, the reward of that salah is for the muaddin. Take a brief count, look around. We don't know how many people are present here. Who is the reward for? For that individual who called out the adhan. Now on a daily basis, in various areas, in various masajid. Just take account on a daily basis how many people perform salah. I perform salah, I get the reward of my salah. You perform your salah, you get the reward of your salah. Every one of us performing salah here, it's all in the account of the muazzin. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's look at it from an a'mal point of view. That man who's performing one salah but is getting the reward of thousands of salah on a daily basis. Now if this happens every day, in a week, how much of reward is for that muazzin? In a month, how much of reward is there for that muazzin? In a year, how much of reward is there for that muazzin? How many people salah, who gets the reward? None other than the one who called them to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None other than the one who called out the adhan. A man came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasool Allah, dullani ala amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah. Oh Nabi of Allah, tell me something that will secure my entry into Jannah. And how often this question was posed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell me something that will secure my entry into Jannah. Today, what is our questions? Mawlana, tell me, I need to do something, man. Shop is quiet, man. Tell me what I can do. Business is quiet. That's our concern. But how often this question was posed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Dullani ala amalin. Show me a way I need to secure my Jannah. What can I do to guarantee my Jannah in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But for those of us who want to know, then it's very simple. Start your day with the Fajr Salah, read Surah Yasin, and see the business flow and see the till multiply, inshallah. That's also a recipe. There's nothing wrong with asking that question. It's not that we're doing something wrong. But what is our main focus and our main goal and object in life? It's none other than to secure the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inshallah secure our entry into Jannah. So this was the question. Tell me, what can I do to secure my entry in Jannah? Spontaneously, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and he said, you want to secure your Jannah? Kun muadhina. Become a muadhin. You secured your entry into Jannah. Take up the task of calling out the adhan. You secured your entry into Jannah. This was the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the man said, what if I can't be that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, okay, then lead the people in salah. If you can't be a muadhin, lead the people in salah. But this is the status of these individuals. Ali radiallahu anhu. Now again, let's coming back to the point that we mentioned earlier. If somebody tells you, may Allah make your children muadhins, how would we take it? Would we be happy? Would we be sad? Would we take it as an honor? Or would we receive it as something else? As dispraise, as a dishonor? Ali radiallahu anhu says, I have absolutely no regrets my entire life, except for one. Nadamtu alla akuna talabtu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَيَّجْعَلَ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنُ مُؤَذِّنِينَ. He says, the only regret I have my entire life is, why didn't I request Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to officially appoint his two grandsons, Hassan and Hussein, as muazzins? That's the only regret I have my life. That I should have requested him, make my two sons, your beloved grandsons, official muazzins in your time. Then they could have carried out this task their entire life. This was for the leaders of the youth of Jannah. This was the goal and ambition of their father, what he wanted them to be. What do we want our children to be? What do we want our children to be in the future? What do we want to secure for our children? Someone said it very nicely today. We need to worry less about what's going to happen to our children after we die, but we need to start worrying more what's going to happen to them after they die. Every man is worried, what's going to happen to my children when I leave this world? How many a man worries, what is going to happen to my children when they leave this world? What are we instilling in them? When was the last time we told our son, my son, how I wish you could be a muadhin. How I wish you could be the one calling out the adhan, proclaiming the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a man will make dua, oh Allah, make my child a muadhin. But today we don't know what's the value of these individuals. It has been left to the weak amongst us. It is something that is not acknowledged and is very, very far-fetched that it will be appropriately appreciated. Now we're not saying that everybody is in this level. There are those who truly acknowledge and appreciate the efforts of these individuals. Their du'as are accepted between the adhan and iqama. They call out the adhan and then they're ready waiting for the people to come so that they can proclaim the iqama. Between those times, their du'as are accepted. When was the last time we met the muadhin and we shook his hand and we thanked him for his outstanding service? In today's technology of us being so reliant on time and various SMSs, the moment the salah time comes in, you get a SMS, salah has come. But what do we wait for? We wait to hear the words of that muadhin. Then we know now it's time for salah. Even to the extent that in the month of Ramadan, everybody has multiple calendars in their homes of the times of iftar. Everybody sits waiting. The clock will strike at 7 o'clock. Nobody will put that khajur in their mouth. What will they be waiting for? For the words of that muadhin to be proclaimed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then we will break our fast. We are so reliant on these individuals. What would we ever do without them in society? And we have been blessed with so many of them. To add on to the reward of the muadhin, when he calls out the adhan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Yughfaru lahu mada sawtihi," as far as his voice reaches, that is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will secure his forgiveness. And with today's technology of the various microphones and speakers, that adhan is booming in the various corners of the world. That adhan is given here, but it's heard 5 miles down the road. As far as it's heard, that is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. وَيُشْهَدُ لَهُ كُلُّ رَطْبٍ وَيَابِسٍ. Every living or dead thing that the voice of the muadhin passes through will bear witness for them on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when mankind will be in absolute worry and concern. People will be running from left to right. Every man worried what is going to be his condition, whether he will be saved, what is going to be the condition of his hisab. Every man lost in his own worry and concern. On that day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there will be three groups of people. لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر. No worry, no concern. The whole of mankind will be in trauma, worry and problems. For them, it will be absolutely no worry whatsoever. They will be on pulpits of musk by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُغْبِتُهُمُ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخَرِينَ. The entire mankind, now one is certain individuals envy you, one is certain people in society envy you, one is a certain time people admire you. The entire mankind from Adam alayhi salam right till the last person to come on this earth will be looking at these individuals with absolute admiration. Who are these individuals? How come they are so lucky? How come they are enjoying the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the whole of mankind will be in worry and problems? Who was the first category that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? رَجُلٌ يُنَادَى بِالصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ. That man who called out the adhan, he will be part of this honor by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole of mankind from the beginning of man right till the end of man will be looking at these individuals with admiration. How we wish we could be with them. How we wish we could also enjoy the same privilege and honor as them. An announcement will be made on the day of Qiyamah. Ya ayyuhal muadhinun. Where are those people who call out the adhan? Stand up and come and enjoy the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. You proclaim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Your voices boom through the four corners of the globe. Today, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to honor you. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to shower you with His mercy. What an honor for a person to be a muadhin. What an honor for a person to call out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill within us the respect and honor for these individuals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to truly acknowledge their efforts and to never ever look down on that man who's calling out the adhan. And as I said in the beginning, inshallah we want to reach a level that by the time we finish this topic, we will wish in our hearts that how could I also attain this honor. Anytime you are given the opportunity to call out the adhan, grab on to that opportunity simply because you want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simply because you want to be counted from amongst the muadhinins. Every muadhin in every part of the world, who is he affiliated to? Who does his spiritual lineage go up to? None other than the great Sahabi Bilal radiallahu anhu, the first muadhin of Islam, the muadhin of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every muadhin who's calling out the adhan, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be united with Bilal radiallahu anhu. They will be calling out, we can request Bilal radiallahu anhu in Jannah that, oh Bilal, we heard about you, we loved you, and we heard about your adhan. Call out the adhan for us so we can really listen to it. Every time you hear the words of the muadhin, imagine what is the status of the man behind the mic. Appreciate that man's effort. Acknowledge it. Thank him. Meet him. How many times a muadhin is never ever... the whole congregation, everybody comes for that salah, but nobody even makes salam to the man. Nobody even worries about him. But then let's give ourselves some food for thought. He's standing there. There's somebody in front of him. If that's the status of the muadhin, if that's the maqam of the muadhin, if this is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering blessings on the muadhin, there's somebody in front of him. What must be the status of that individual? What must be the maqam and the rank of that man who stands in front of the muadhin? If the muadhin is so high, there's somebody in front of him. What about that individual? But that's an entire separate topic on its own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq again. to acknowledge the efforts of the muadhins, to meet them, to greet them, to request their dua. These are individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. These are individuals who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are individuals whose rank and maqam we will never truly understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to do this, and may Allah grant us the ability to encourage our children to take up this noble cause. May Allah bring forth from within our generations muadhins like Bilal radiallahu anhu, leaders of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. But don't forget the most important thing. He gives you a call which you have to answer. We are at that part of the year where many people will be free and many people are on holiday and on vacation. We cannot ignore the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim goes on holiday, but there's no holiday from his deen. He's always a Muslim irrespective of where he is. We do not change from various situations, that when we in the masjid, we act a certain way, and when we out of the masjid, we act a certain way. No, a Muslim is the same wherever he is. So when we hear the call of that muadhin, we need to answer that call. We need to answer it verbally by responding to the words of that adhan. One more hadith I'll leave you with. Sahaba came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Innal muadhinun yufadhiluna." Oh Nabi of Allah, we don't stand no chance against the muadhins. Now who's saying this? Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They said, we don't stand a chance against the muadhins. They are surpassing us like you can't believe. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you feel they surpassing you, قُلْ مِثْلَ مَا يَقُولُونَ. Say like what the muadhin is saying. That means respond to the adhan. Respond to the adhan verbally. Inshallah, Allah will also secure reward for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also bless you. And then when that adhan is finished, make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your adhan, your dua. But most importantly, respond to the call of that muadhin. Be present for that salah, irrespective of what time of the year it is. And see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.